The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Right, Chew? Like, if you were offered a mac and cheese pulled pork cake, would you have a bite or two?
As long as it wasn't dry. But how many times have I mentioned borscht on this show? How many times? And you guys look at borscht in one dimension.
This is your ally, by the way, Jen and Gabe.
You look at borscht in one dimension. A, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it. But it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
There's your ally, guys. Good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but run.
Trade talk isn't going anywhere. If anything, it's heating up. We were talking about Peter King addressing it in his... What is it called now? Because I want to always say
football.
Monday morning quarterback, but that's
football
not right.
Football morning in America.
Football morning in America, yeah. Peter King.
I called it the wrong thing, too. When we had Jason, I called it Monday morning quarterback. Because he did Monday morning quarterback
forever.
For like 20 years.
That's not on us. They should change
wrong.
It back is what they should do.
Well, Sports Illustrated.
It's right there. It's in the name. It's on the pages.
I shouldn't be expected to read.
Of the four people here, there's one person that should be expected to read, and it's
I think
probably
it's
you that
power
on TV.
Power rank it. Go ahead, Ashton.
Power rank that for me.
All right, number one.
Chewy would be four.
Yeah.
Gap.
Who comes next? This is yours now. You just commandeered this. Go for it.
Gabe would probably be three.
Gabe does all the reading.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Gabe does... all of the reading.
Ashton's the executive, so I think he's two.
I would
Jen's
make
number
the
one.
Argument that Gabe reads more than all of us combined.
So, but the question isn't who does read more, it's who should probably be the best at reading, and the person on TV, to me anyways, is probably
See,
the one that's the best at reading.
That's your misinterpretation of how television works. I'm not reading, I'm talking.
I'm not there, I don't know.
There might be a teleprompter off camera. We can't tell.
But there
yeah,
is.
You don't use a teleprompter?
We got to take your word for that.
Yeah, we've never been invited.
In fact,
never been
my
invited,
boss
so.
On College Game Day is anti-prompter, like very anti-prompter, like very judgmental about prompter reading.
Does Ashton just look busy, though? I think half of it's fake.
He's Costanza.
You know, the way he moves around and this and like, yeah, you know, whoa, four buttons there. Ooh, which one do I hit?
I got a lot
to do.
You do
look busy, and I think it's kind of all for show.
Has anybody even been back in that production office? Does he have a little bed underneath the desk like George?
I can't fit under here. I could try.
Yes, you could.
Let me try.
A very large desk. Okay, here we go. Now, we can't see him, so he'll
yeah,
have
he,
to tell
he can
us.
Fit under there. I mean,
I think so. Look, I can see how long it is.
Yeah. He's probably have to just curl up a little bit.
But
I don't
who
know
doesn't
if he,
curl up
yeah,
when
exactly.
you take a little nappy nap? Right?
I mean, I don't think he's going full extension with the legs.
Yeah, you tuck your feet up a little bit,
yeah.
maybe your knees.
Yeah,
a little
he said he fits.
Fetal position.
Yeah. No, we got a thumbs up on the...
And now he's not going to get out from under there. He's going to stay there for the rest of the show. We talked earlier this morning about Ryan Clark and how Ryan Clark has thoughts and comments on the Aaron Rodgers situation as far as will he or won't he, will he stay or will he go, will he be traded? Which again... will continue to heat up as the offseason progresses. Let's take a listen to Ryan Clark on Get Up Monday morning on ESPN.
Aaron Rodgers don't want that smoke in
don't
the air.
Don't want that smoke. What smoke does he not want?
He don't want to see Patrick.
No.
He don't want to see Josh.
No.
He don't want to see Joe.
No.
Like, Aaron Rodgers used to be that guy, right? Aaron Rodgers was the dude like, man, we don't know if we want to go to the NFC North because Aaron Rodgers is there. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come over there and play against those dudes. Now, I will say this. If you have Aaron Rodgers, you guys are a playoff team.
Oh, dang, yeah. Right.
If you have Aaron Rodgers,
be playing
I believe you have an opportunity to win a championship. I don't think he comes, Greeny. I don't believe that Aaron Rodgers wants to be a New York Jet.
Chewy, do you agree with Ryan Clark that Aaron Rodgers don't want that smoke in the AFC?
No, because there's nowhere to go in the NFC. Where's he going to go? I mean, there's nowhere for him to go. The Giants already said that Daniel Jones is their guy. Are you going to go to Washington? Aaron Rodgers doesn't turn Washington into an immediate Super Bowl contender. You know, there's no one in the North. They're not going to trade him. Tampa Bay, Brady leaves. They're on the downs. There's just nowhere for him to go. I think the best place for him to go and be relevant and be a top five power-ranked team would be Miami. Miami's already got the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They just need a couple pieces on defense. They're a reload. They're two good defensive players away. They picked one. I forget who the pass rusher is they picked up early in the season, but he's a nice player. That puts them in the top five of power rankings if they go out and get him. I don't even know if the Jets are top five power ranking if he goes there.
That's a really good roster. It's a really good roster.
No, but the offensively, Gabe, they're kind of like a year away. Right, Rodgers would have to go there for 1 year, and then the second year, you'd be like, yes, they're a top five.
I think
Miami puts it right there.
Yeah, Miami's a little more ready-made, and I don't know what the Jets' cap situation is, true, to try to add another piece around Garrett Wilson. But between Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore, I understand that's not... I mean, Waddle and Tyreek Hill are probably the best 1-2 combo in the NFL. But I don't think... To go back to Ryan Clark, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is scared of anybody. He's not scared of anybody. He's not scared of anything.
I agree.
I just don't think.
To answer your question, Jets are projected to be 6 over the cap, and the Dolphins are 22 over the cap.
Unnamed in the 920, checking in on our talk and text line, our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, saying, what about New Orleans? Chu, is that an option? Could you see him going down to New Orleans and staying in the NFC?
Chu, read that number. I know you got it in front of you. You've been doing a lot of blocking this number today.
New Orleans.
It's at the bottom of the page.
Ooh, yes. They are 61 over, so. That was kind of half-blocking game. That was kind of like me with Earl Dotson. No, Earl, not that guy. The other one, you idiot. And that happens.
You know why Aaron Rodgers isn't afraid of the AFC? Because he thinks he's better than all of those guys still.
Yep.
And look, I will be the first to say that sometimes that level of confidence is misguided, right? Because, again, in order to, and you can speak to this better than I certainly can, but in order to go out there week in and week out, there has to be a level of delusion, right? There has to be a level of delusion for every NFL player to go out there and do what you did. You've even said, like, you've watched games now and been like, how did I do that? How did I go out there and battle like that every single week? I think Rodgers probably thinks and will always think that he is a tick better, slightly better than he actually is. And it's that level of delusion that I think would have him saying, bring it on. I'll take all comers. I'll take you on Mahomes. I'll take you on Josh. I'll take you on Joe. And I'm going to be better than all of y'all. If the weapons are equal, if the weapons are the same.
Let me ask you this. How is Aaron Rodgers watching this today? Is he sitting there going, ooh, I love it. Every time they mention my name, I love it. Or is he sitting there going, I can't believe Packer fans want me gone after everything. Where do you think his mindset is?
Oh, man.
Do we think he cares?
You think he just loves hearing his name on TV? He doesn't care if it's Jets, Patriots, Raiders, or he's like, you know what, screw them. Because Brett went to that, right? Brett went to that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, calling up. Who was he calling up? Matt Millen? Yeah,
it was Matt Millen with Detroit, trying to give away all the Packers secrets. My guess...
I just think he loves the attention.
My guess is if he gets traded, he'll have the, I can't believe all those people wanted me gone chip.
Exactly. And then he'll use it as motivation to play better. And it'll be like when everybody wanted him, when Goody drafted Jordan Love, and it will be like, oh, there's that manufactured chip that I needed. Everybody's writing me off. Everybody's ready to move on. And then he goes out and has back-to-back MVP seasons. That, I think, is how it will be. But I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe, guys. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
not.
It. I'm telling you, man, I think he's back under center this fall, and I think we're all going to look like egg on our face a-holes because we sat here and went, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers could be traded. He might be traded. Where's he going to go? Turn the page, Jordan. I honestly,
couldn't this cost Goody his job if he doesn't trade him? Like this isn't a roster that's going to be good next year. Like they're going to be doing the same thing where they're going to be fighting for a wild card berth. Maybe they get one at the end of the year, but I just don't. I still see and I understand we get too close to the situation and see the flaws in the Packers more than we see the flaws
in
elsewhere
teams,
in the division.
I think they're I think they're losing their jobs regardless. I don't think whatever direction they go, I think they're losing them anyways in 2 years or 3 years.
So you mean a total clean house?
Because if you keep them, you can't add anyone. So we already have the example of last year, right? They may be a little better. We hope they're a little better, but they're not going to get to where they want to be. And eventually they have to get rid of them. Bring in Jordan Love, who's going to stink. Or the team's going to stink because, you know, they're chasing their tail for so long they get a cap healthy.
My gut tells me that Goody can always point to the outcomes and the success rate is a product of the circumstances. He can always point everything. It feels like to me there's an out. There's an exit ramp. Oh, Jordan Love wasn't any good. Well, of course he wasn't any good. He sat for 4 years and he didn't get the reps in the, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he can strategize and manipulate.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, but
again, you still got the, but he didn't want to be here, right? I think like
if Jordan Love
the way
isn't
it's structured
good, that's on Goody.
But I'm just saying, I think the way it's structured currently, Goody can say product of the circumstance. Why did you stand by Aaron Rodgers? Well, because we made a commitment to him. Like the way it's structured the situation right now, I feel like he has every possible excuse branch there is.
Well, he's safe as long as Mark Murphy is the team president. But Mark Murphy retires in the summer of 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's taking over and who's going to want his own guy and who's going to want to maybe restructure this back to the way it was back with Ron and Mike Holmgren, where you have a clear hierarchy. It's not this triumvirate of three guys who all have equal say and they all funnel up to the president. But yeah, good luck selling your BS to whoever the new president is. Because if this team goes 8-9 last year, whatever they do this year, and then stinks again in 24, yeah, good luck trying to explain away your failures to whoever the new guy is in charge.
If I had to power rank triumvirates, it's definitely lowest is the Goody, Russ Ball, Mark Murphy triumvirate. That's it, right? That's the triumvirate. Mm-hmm. Then it goes Chewy, Favre, and Frankie Bag of Donuts triumvirate. And then it goes the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Shout out to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's the man. He had a beard.
I just want to make sure that you two are okay with that power ranking.
Yeah, I kind of think Jesus is ahead of the three knuckleheads.
Well, and that's the way she ranked them.
Thank you.
You guys are two. You guys are right behind them.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Dan in Oconomowoc. Dan waiting patiently on the line. Good morning, Dan. How's it going today?
Not too bad. How you guys doing today?
We're good. I just told Chewy he's just slightly below the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as far as triumvirates go.
I did hear that, and I found that quite funny. But in all seriousness, though, you know how we were always talking, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 years from now, 10 years down the road, where do you see the Packers?
So much changes in the NFL. I don't know if you can answer 10 years down the road.
Could you do 5? Could you do 3?
I think 3 is the furthest you can go without. I mean, if you're a team like Kansas City who has your quarterback locked up, you can at least make some sort of educated guess. But even then, who knows how much longer Andy Reid goes?
Well, the Bills are a good example of you thinking you know exactly how it's going to go. You think you can just punch their ticket to the Super Bowl this season and then.
Yeah, but Jacksonville, we think, you know, 7 years from now, they could have 2 Super Bowls.
I doubt it.
Packers, I have no idea. It's just, what?
2? You're giving Jacksonville 2 Super Bowls in the next 7 years?
Well, what team would you give 2 Super Bowls to in the next 7 years?
I don't know if I'm giving a team 2 Super Bowls.
But again, if you had to pick a team to give 2 Super Bowls to over the next 10 years, who would it be? Who do you think is best suited to sustain success? That is so hard to say. Sustain success.
And you can't use this year.
Well, yeah. What do you mean you can't use this year? Of course I'm using this year.
Because there's only 4 teams left.
Exactly.
No, there's only 4 teams left.
You pick one of those 4 teams, and they've got the best chance to win 2 because one of them is going to win 1 this year.
Yeah, it's a good strategy. It's a good strategy.
You've got to go win 1 in 6.
This falls under power rankings, and I am the boss.
I'll be next.
Man. Chewy's showing authority over something on the show. Ashton's trying to show authority over everything. 2023 is a real different year on Gen Game.
I'll go with the Bengals. The Bengals, I think, have the best chance over the next 10 years to win 2 Super Bowls. Joe Burrow is that guy, man. What do the kids say? Him? Ashley, I default to you on this stuff because I don't know. It's all just like secondary.
You all can't yell at me about being the oldest 28-year-old and then default to me for young
people. But you're the youngest person on this show.
By a lot. Yeah, I know.
But
I
you
mean,
and Chewy have kids who operate in that space.
Chewy, do the kids call him? Is that what they say? When somebody is the guy?
All right. You have a kid that operates in the space. Chewy has kids who operate in the space. He doesn't pay attention.
I'm doing everything I can to like connect with my son. I'm making like crass jokes. You know, just
I mean,
try
if he
to
listens
be...
to the show,
100%.
He understands. Yeah. That's what you do.
Exactly. You wonder why I'm so polluted. That's because I'm trying to connect with my 14-year-old son. We got to take a break. We do have power rankings coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The only place to get Lightbox lab-grown diamonds in Milwaukee, of course, it's only at the Jewelry Center. They have a new selection of Lightbox jewelry that's now available. 1.5, 2-carat loose diamonds. They also have 3-4-carat total weight Lightbox diamonds in stud earring form, ranging from $1,900 to $3,400. Lightbox jewelry is the way to go, but maybe that's not for you. That's okay. The Jewelry Center has plenty of other options if you're looking for engagement rings, great pendants, if you're looking for a great watch. Maybe you need a repair. The thing is that the Jewelry Center does it all. Dean has put together a great, helpful team. Whether you're going into Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington, very knowledgeable, will always be able to help you no matter what your jewelry needs are. Take a look at their online selection at shoptjc.com, or again, stop in at the Jewelry Center in Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of a right tackle.
I have a question. Yes. I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Us your suggestions for what Ashy should make me for my birthday. And if you're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning and you're saying, but Jen, wasn't your birthday 10 days ago? Yes, it was.
Are people saying that?
Can you just let me run this narrative?
No,
absolutely not.
Because he's the one who's suffering from the narrative.
Yeah, why would I do that?
He's suffering? I didn't get a birthday cake. I didn't get a macaroni and cheese with pulled pork cake. I got nothing. Bupkis. Oh, absolutely. Hey, I will make that noise for you. You don't even need to hit the hotkey.
It's fun that I have it.
And I want my damn respect, too.
That's right. I want my damn respect, too. So what should Ashy make me? Some suggestions. I think that, listen, the leader in the clubhouse is the person that said that it should be the waffle battered fried chicken or waffle battered baked chicken with the maple bourbon glaze.
I would love to make that, but I don't think that's going to be my specialty.
What if you make a waffle with chicken cake? So like you did the pulled pork with the mac and cheese, you make a waffle cake and then you put the chicken in between the waffle layers with the maple bourbon glaze. How about that?
I can do that, and I will gladly if that's what you so choose. I'm just thinking that what would make you happiest.
I feel like that made me pretty happy.
And what you would be most pleased with. I don't want to disappoint you any more than I already have. That's all.
I like the way this conversation is going. Can you call my husband and tell him? Give him the blueprint. Give him the Cliff's Notes. Give him the cheat sheet, if you will. Because I like the way that Ashton is handling this confrontation.
And nobody else does. It's weird.
And Ashton certainly does it. It feels dirty. Let's get to those power rankings.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL power rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
Okay, since we only have 4 teams left, we're going to rank the defense and we're going to rank the offense. Defense was much easier, I think, than the offense. Offense was...
Couldn't agree more.
A little tough. So we're going to start with the D. Peeps, give me number 4.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, of course it is.
What?
Conversation about that later, too.
I've got the Chiefs at number 4.
I also have the Chiefs at number 4. Although I will tell you guys
Cincinnati Bengals are 4.
What? Explain. How?
I don't know.
What do you mean, I don't know? You're in charge of the list. What did you do, alphabetical or something?
Buffalo is better than Jacksonville. Jacksonville puts up 20.
Yeah.
against the Chiefs, and Buffalo only puts up 10.
The Chiefs give up the most passing touchdowns in the league.
Wait, so
the league.
So how are the Bengals 4 if they held the better defense or the better offense to fewer points?
Yeah, that didn't work out real well. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals are
protest. It's protest. It's under appeal.
No, I'm leaving them there.
Hey, good for you.
I'm leaving them there.
All right,
I'm
so the Chiefs are 3.
Yeah, exactly. We convinced
him. Chiefs cannot be higher than 3.
Chiefs are 3. Who's 2?
Eagles.
Yeah, because I have the 49ers as the first as the best defense. Although I will tell you, guys, this guy's yards per play, this defense shoe, it's all very even. 5 yards per play for the 49ers, 5.4 for the Bengals, 4.8 for the Eagles, 5.1 for the Chiefs. The defense giving up per play.
These are 4 good teams. Now the tough part, the offense is tough because they can all be explosive. They can all score points.
And I think the injury to Mahomes is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't factor that in.
Okay.
I didn't factor
that's good
it
to
in,
know.
I don't
that's
think,
good to know.
But I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. Treatment round the clock, high ankle sprain, and he's going to take some shots. Now, he's not going to be as mobile as he normally is.
Yeah, he was having trouble making the stretch handoff.
He'll be fine, Gabe. He'll be 80%. I'm telling you, Toradol works wonders.
Okay.
And
good
you
to
know.
Know
they still use it. So with that being said, give me number 4.
49ers.
I have the 49ers as well as the 4th best offense. And again, I think it goes back to Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
49ers are 4. The only reason they're 4 is because of Purdy. I think their skills are probably number 1.
I agree.
I would put them at number 1.
I think their skill position players are
the
best of the field.
Down. Yeah. 3.
Who would you, Gabe, you're kind of hemming and hawing on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably ahead of the Eagles, but the Eagles, like, I feel that that team has been underrated somehow despite being the number 1 seed in the NFC all season long, and their weapons are unbelievable. Like Miles Sanders, super underrated. AJ Brown's legit. Devontae Smith won a Heisman and is explosive.
I have the Bengals.
Bengals at 3.
At 3. But again, this to me is under protest because I think that they are fantastic. Again, I know these are 4 good teams, as Chewy said, like news breaking news over here. But I have the Bengals at number 3. And I only changed it when you said that the Mahomes injury didn't factor in, because frankly, I did have the Mahomes injury contributing to them being at number 3. But I switched it when you said that you're not considering the high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes.
What if I did factor it in? Would you have
I think they're
there,
3rd. I think they're 3rd.
Okay. Cincinnati is number 3. I just think they're lagging a little bit at the tight end position and the running back position as compared to the other teams.
I buy
Fair
it.
Fair enough.
Sure.
I buy it.
That's again. You're splitting the finest of hairs.
No, I know. That's what.
And that's what you have to do because all of these offenses are very good.
Yes. 2.
This is where I put the Chiefs.
Jen.
Yeah, I'll put the Chiefs here. I could make a case either way, to be honest with you. Trying again to ignore the injury to Mahomes, if that in fact is going to hamper him at all. I think I like the Eagles' weapons better than I like the Chiefs. And again, they're no slouch as far as what the Chiefs have there, but I think I like the Eagles' weapons better. And I'm on the Hurts bandwagon. I like Jalen Hurts. I know there's people out there who are still hesitant about him, but I'm in. So I have the Eagles 1 and the Chiefs 2.
I have Philly 2.
Oh,
KC 1.
Is this an Andy Reid
just because
thing?
Of this? No, just because of this. I just think, and Hurts is a little bit banged up. I think if there's potential for
Wait, hold on. A damn second. So Jalen Hurts being injured counts against him, but Patrick Mahomes being injured doesn't count against him?
He hasn't been there, and I think if there's potential. Listen, hear me out here. Okay, we could rank the quarterbacks. Clearly, 1 would be Mahomes.
2 is
would
Burrow.
Be Burrow. 3 would be Hurts.
Healthy.
I think out of these... No, hold on. Out of these 3 quarterbacks in this playoff, the quarterback that would be most likely to put up a stinker would be Jalen Hurts just because he has not been there. And that's why I put Philly at 2 and KC at 1.
Hmm. I just assumed because it was just, Andy Reid was the coach. Now, let me ask you a question. Should power rank the coaches real quick?
Well, Son of a Buck is one.
Uh-huh.
Shanahan is two.
Uh-huh. You going Sirianni or Taylor?
I got to go Taylor because he's been there already.
Last year.
A roster that we didn't think was good enough. And he's got the potential to bring it back, and I'd put Sirianni four.
Joe Shiesty, man. I like Joe Shiesty, one quarterback, and I know you can make the argument, oh, Mahomes is way better, all of those things, but Mahomes right now dealing with that ankle injury. Again, Chewy, you know better than I do about the Toradol and the way that, like you said, around-the-clock treatment, I'm 100% sure, shoot it up so he doesn't even feel it. Does that stuff start to wear off? Do they shoot you up again at halftime? How does it work?
No, Toradol. Toradol goes to Tuesday or Wednesday, and then it feels like, it feels like death. It literally
Where can we acquire
like
this, or as a show, take it?
You know that Toradol sounds too close to terrible for me to consider it.
Oh, it's not good. Yeah, you're.
Well, I mean, it is good, and then it's not good.
Well, yes, but when you crash, whoo, you crash.
Well, but then isn't the hope that you have another game after that? I guess there's enough of a window between the NFC/AFC championship games and then the Super Bowl. All right, good list, Chew. I mean, I disagree with you on the defense on the bottom end, but it's fine. 33.
Yeah, especially when you started giving especially when you gave your reasoning and it didn't make sense. You defended everything else very well, except for the Chiefs not being number four defensively.
Jen, how about Chili? Chili's easy. Ashton, we all can partake.
I just had chili.
I'm coming back Sunday, so we could have it there for Monday.
Wait, you're coming back?
Yeah.
You don't seem very excited about this.
Well, think of why I'm coming back.
Because your wife wants you to come back.
I don't
back.
Run my life. Huh? I was told you're coming back.
I can't believe you guys are suggesting non-baked goods, honestly.
Look, I'm not rooting for anything because I'm going to hate everybody while they're eating it in front of me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sucks to be you.
But you made a non-baked good yesterday with the mac and cheese, so you opened the door.
I did, but I would like to shut the door. But not like mean.
Wait a minute. Blah, blah, blah. Mac and cheese is baked?
Yeah, no, I'm talking like a baked good. All right, I got to hit it.
Chewy was right. Holy.
I'm talking about like
Chewy was right. Something, Ashton, something other than using the oven. Okay, use a crock, use a smoker.
I don't own either of those.
Use a frying pan, use a grill.
I don't own any. I own one of the four things you just mentioned. It's a frying pan. I use that all the time.
Give me your ideas. So what should Ashton make Jen for her belated birthday? 800-990-3776. He made Kyle a mac and cheese pulled pork cake that they enjoyed here at the Avenues. In our kitchenette cafe. Cafe?
Yeah, same thing.
Whatever you want to call it.
Cafenette.
It's a place where no one gets work done.
Don't call it that, is what you're saying. Whatever you want to call it. Cafenette. Nope, not that.
No, anything but that. Come up with a different word for it. It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentally, local healthcare facility, which is specifically dedicating to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, maybe you're dealing with low testosterone. You don't even know it. That's what happened to Kevin, the founder and CEO of Mantality, and that's why he created the company. He was tired, groggy, just didn't feel like himself, couldn't quite put his finger on it. Turns out it was low testosterone. So if this could be you, if this sounds like you, you're tired, don't have that energy to get through your day, you don't feel like yourself, feel differently than you did even a year or two ago, it could be low testosterone, and Mantality can help you. It's simple. You go to Mantality here in Milwaukee, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, they get your results back to you. If your testosterone levels are low, they start a customized treatment plan just for you. That's right. It's not a one-size-fits-all. They want to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they should be just for you. So go to OTUSA.com. That's their website. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about their low testosterone treatments at Mentality at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this elite defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
questions rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line of what Ashy should make me for my birthday. Ashy, give me on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to throw some of these out at your way. How well you think you would make them. Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
How about what is a 100-hour lasagna, Jake from State Farm?
1.
Yeah, it sounds awful. Pork also, schnitzel with mashed potatoes and red cabbage.
You don't have 100 hours before tomorrow.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Correct. 2. Like I could make that. I don't think it'd be very good.
Ashley's mom, Susie, weighing in saying, how about a pie?
-5.
You famously dislike pies.
I can. You know what? I'm a 10. I can make a pie. I can make a great pie.
I'm a 10. Please cut that drop. Please clip that drop. I'm a 10.
But he's never going to play it.
No one would ever say that.
But you just said it.
Yeah, but you know.
So thoughts rolling in on what Ashy should make Jen for her birthday, as he famously now, notoriously now, made Kyle a mac and cheese pulled pork cake yesterday for his birthday.
Yeah.
But it got rave reviews.
It got rave reviews.
What's not to like about mac and cheese and pulled pork?
Well, I just can't, like, the one thing about mac and cheese is when you don't eat it fresh, especially when you're doing like a baked mac and cheese or a homemade mac and cheese, it just doesn't keep well. So when you don't eat it fresh when it's done, like the chances of it being able to, for Ashton to make that on a Sunday night and then bring it in and not, I mean, you guys didn't eat it until
it was like 1:30-ish. Yeah. Yesterday.
So for the mac and cheese to sit there for what, over 18 hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't keep very well.
Did you do a bechamel?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Yeah, no, I made everything from scratch for that. And now the thing is, I believe and agree that it would have been so much better had it been like right away. As soon as I baked it, flipped it, and done that, it probably would have been a million times better, but it's pretty solid still.
What you're saying is mac and cheese doesn't have a long shelf life?
Correct. It doesn't keep.
Hmm. Is that also how you feel about running backs in the NFL, Gabe?
It is. It's exactly how I feel about NFL running
backs.
That's
what I thought. So you were talking about Zeke Elliott this weekend as we watched the Cowboys lose, and you made a comparison to Zeke Elliott and Aaron Jones. What was that comparison that you made?
So, and Zeke ended up having to play maybe a bigger role than the Cowboys wanted, especially in the second half after Tony Pollard went out. But it's very painful. It's painfully obvious to anybody involved who watched that game that Zeke Elliott's just washed. He's washed. Yeah. Doesn't have it anymore. There were a couple of times where you heard Kevin Burkhardt get excited because there was a big hole. And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. But I digress. Zeke is younger than Aaron Jones. And I know he's got... You all right, Ben? Back there?
It's so true. It's just so... It hurts.
It was a direct shot.
Always is.
She took out the sniper rifle and just...
There's not a, no, she got right up to me, took out a Glock and just shot. There's no sniper. There was no aiming. It was, hi, boom.
Yeah, right in the balls. That's got
anyway.
Anyway.
Toral ain't helping that, bro.
But that's what I'm worried about. Like, these running backs fall off a cliff. And when they, so that's where I come in on Aaron Jones. Like, all right, I guess if you want to give him more money, yes. But then you're going to be on the hook. And then you've got the dead cap. And you're just pushing more off into the future. Especially with running backs, I'm say goodbye too early versus too late. And if you sign Aaron Jones to any sort of extension, chances are you're not going to be able to get out of it for another 2 years. And do we think in 2 years at age 31, he's not going to fall off at least a little bit?
So you're, if they trade Rodgers, then definitely no Aaron Jones.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What about if they do bring him back?
I'd be okay with moving on and figuring out a better use for that money elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're bringing Rodgers back, though, you got to... kind of have to go all in and just push more money north.
But this is a passing league. I'd rather spend that money on a pass-catching option.
No, I agree with you. I agree.
I think you could draft a running back in the second or third round and be fine.
Is he going to be as good as Aaron Jones? Of course he's not going to be as good as Aaron Jones, but I think you're going to be fine. Like, this is a team that won the Super Bowl with James Starks at running back, a sixth-round pick. Yeah. Look at, I mean, who knew who Isaiah Pacheco was before the last 3 weeks?
But they also famously had the five wide. They also famously had that stable full of wide receivers and tight ends.
Yeah, but JerMichael Finley was hurt. They didn't have Randall Cobb yet. They weren't, they did have all those weapons, which is, again, why I would rather take that money and spend it on a weapon that can catch the ball, whether it's at tight end, whether it's at wide receiver.
Does the presence of A.J. Dillon also make you more confident about moving on from Aaron Jones? Because sure. I don't know, can he be that every down back for you?
I don't have confidence in that, no. But I think you can find somebody to share time. Again, you look at the running back situations for... You know, for the teams in the AFC, Joe Mixon's pretty good, but he also splits time with Pirine. And both of those guys kind of get some run. Again, with the Chiefs, nobody knew who Isaiah Pacheco was 4 weeks ago, and he's had some big games down the stretch into the postseason for them, and McKinnon's kind of bounced around the league a little bit. I think you can find productive running backs that aren't going to cost you whatever the negotiated price is for Aaron Jones.
And is there a thought process that says you can go out and get a guy like that in the draft?
Absolutely. I mean, you look around
young,
the league.
Cheap.
I mean, and I know some of those guys got hurt, but Breece Hall was really good for the Chiefs before he got hurt. Damian Pierce.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. The Jets for the Texans, Damian Pierce had a pretty good year. I think you can go out and find productive running backs in the draft. And they're not going to cost you that much.
See, I think we're going to see a shift, though, in this league where teams, you know, that are already at the bottom are going to go and get a quarterback in the first round, maybe a top five or a top ten pick, and play him immediately. Just throw him in there. Just throw him in there. So hopefully by year three, the guy's good. You will have built your roster, and you'll have no money into the quarterback position. None. Like, look at Burrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's still on his rookie deal.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence, the strides they made, rookie deal, right? Purdy, they're going to hold on to Purdy.
Yeah,
right?
But he's probably going to be...
paying them nothing.
Yeah, but he's probably going to be their backup.
But still, Garoppolo, you're not paying anything.
No.
And then look at the weapons they have around them. Green Bay isn't even close right now to the weapons that these four teams have. Even close.
But I look at the Chiefs, and the Chiefs can still afford to have weapons despite paying more against the cap than
But that's going to catch up, Gabe. Eventually, it's going to catch up.
Yeah, probably.
Don't you think, with Mahomes' salary?
Yeah, probably.
So it's all about windows. This league is all about windows. Your window is here. Like Buffalo, you don't think they're, even though they have Josh Allen for a while, their window's going to start to close a little bit, and they're going to have to go through a reboot?
Yeah, a reboot. When you have a guy like that, it's more of a reboot.
It's a reboot. Correct. We're in a rebuild.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gabe, it sounds like you are team rebuild.
Yeah, I've just kind of gotten there. Just because as much as I just don't think Goody has it in him to completely forego anything in the future and just actually take a big swing and go for it. I just don't think he has it in him. So at that point, it's pointless to bring back Aaron Rodgers. You're going to muddle in NFL purgatory where, okay, maybe you win the division, but they're going to, what, at best have 10, 11 wins. You're not going to feel real good about their opportunity to go to a Super Bowl because you have young, fun teams like the Eagles, like the 49ers. They're going to be standing in your way next season. Unless you get up to the plate and start taking big swings. And it started with LaFleur. He didn't take a big swing and decide to fire his defensive coordinator, despite, as Jason said earlier on the show, if you missed it, download Wisconsin On Demand, listen back, the defensive backfield more or less having a mutiny against their defensive coordinator. That's not a fireable offense. They just want to run this thing back. And if they run this thing back, you're going to be in football purgatory. So why not just send me to football hell for a little bit, and then maybe we can start building this thing back up.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Probably are forums, groups, areas where you can find someone in that space.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm just a normal person, so that doesn't really apply to me. That hurts. Not going to lie.
You're not normal.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The perfect place for your next party, to celebrate a birthday. birthday. Just maybe if I say it a few more times, it'll get into their brains and sit.
Yeah, your birthday was 5 days ago.
10.
It was on the 19th.
If you're looking for a place to celebrate a birthday or that big promotion, just bring your group to the Dark Room. It's that secret dining area located inside St. Kate. That's right. You are in on the secret. The Dark Room is a quiet, swanky setting for you and your intimate friends to enjoy a meal. And when you book an event at the Dark Room, you get the opportunity to work directly with the St. Kate dining team to create a custom menu for your celebration. That's right. Whatever you choose, they will make it happen. Learn more about hosting your next celebration in the Dark Room at St. Kate the Arts Hotel by visiting their website, stkatearts.com, stkatearts.com. Hawks get a big victory last night over the Detroit Pistons, 150 to 130. Chewy, 150 to 130. Giannis, I believe, put in 29 in the win. And Chris Middleton was back from injury. It's nice to see him back out there. He came in off the bench. Badgers, however, lost yesterday to Northwestern. Weird afternoon-ish game as they were making up the game that had been canceled the past weekend. 66-63, and Marquette is taking a break this week, but they are in action on Saturday, Gabe. Big game on Saturday for Marquette, which is now, what did you say, 15 and 16 in the poll?
16 in the AP, 15 in the coaches' poll.
This is a great year to be rooting for the Marquette basketball team. As you
They're just
said.
Fun to watch.
Yes, 100%.
Fun to watch.
And it's very obvious that they like and respect each other, right? They fit their roles. They know what is asked of them. And as you mentioned, high-energy, fun team.
You know, there were big stories written about them. A couple weeks ago, there was one in The Athletic, and then a couple of those just kind of quotes and clips that were in that kind of made its way out to social media. And, you know, some people were just wowing about, oh, man, look at this cut and, you know, this offense. And Cam Jones responded, just reaction, man. We're just out there balling. You know, it's a lot of read and react with the Shaka Smart offense, and it's led to the number one efficient offense in college basketball.
Speaking of ballin', Ashy, can you update us on that show that you've been watching? What is it called again?
It's called Milf
My
Manor.
My mom is hot. No,
it's called Milf Manor, and it is the most bleeped up show. I think.
How is that possible? The most bleeped up.
Called Milf Manor.
Well, Gabe. As we discussed weeks ago after I discovered this lovely, lovely program was coming to air and Jen thankfully decided to talk about it, was that the twist I had thought and then we discussed was that the Suns had to be involved somehow. Like somehow the Suns had to be involved, and I'm happy to inform everyone that's exactly what happened. It's eight moms and their sons in Mexico.
Wait, so the Suns date the moms? Not their moms, but other moms.
Yep, that's exactly what happened to Jen. I'm going to ding you for that one. It's exactly how this show works. And it gets so much worse from there.
How could it get worse?
The cast, one of the moms in this week in episode two, one of the moms revealed that she slept with her son's best friend. And so now that dynamic is going on. That's hilarious. On the very first night, one of the moms was already trying to hook up with one of the other sons. And the sons and moms live together in their rooms. This show makes no sense.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if one of the moms wants to bring one of the sons back to her room, her son could potentially be back in the room?
Yep.
What?
That's disgusting.
Sure is. Yeah. No, this show, it's a 18 car pileup that I cannot look away from. It will not last past this one season. I promise you that. It will not last.
What is it on?
TLC. So it's on the Learning Channel and
drugs.
And yeah, it's on drugs. And not the good kind.
Maybe some Cosmos.
How is this?
And I understand it hasn't been the Learning Channel for a while. TLC is its own brand. But how does this show land on a station called the Learning Channel?
Well, Gabriel, we're learning what not to do in life, so I feel pretty good about that. Don't do this. Don't do the show. Don't participate. I feel pretty great about learning that.
But you're thankful for the people who are participating, right? Look at the entertainment it's bringing you. Look at the content it's bringing our show.
Those people are going to be so messed up.
Hold on. How do you win?
I think we all lose.
You bang all the moms. Yeah, you won.
Collect them like Pokemon cards? What are we talking about?
You know what's funny?
And you didn't get the clap. God bless you. What we learned.
Now, did you say God bless you?
You did say God bless you. That's what I heard. I don't know how you win. I don't know if you win. All I know is one of the games, quote unquote, let's call it, that the moms and sons had to participate in was putting blindfolds on and feeling up all the young men to pick out which son was theirs by their body.
Why do I need a shower after listening to you recap this show?
I do not recommend allegedly watching this show normal headspace. That's not a recommendation, I would say. If anyone understands what I'm saying.
You're saying you have to be high or drunk.
You can't be in a normal, because yesterday I was in a normal mindset.
Stone sober.
Stone cold sober yesterday watching this stuff. You cannot do that. This show is...
Well, so would you recommend it or not? I'm looking for a new show.
Oh, yeah, everybody should watch it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone should watch this show just so that I can...
I don't want to be that uncomfortable. I don't want to watch moms feeling up their own kids.
Gabe, I need you to just watch the first episode. I need you, just watch like a half hour of it, please. I need
Wait, Ashton. So where does the stream?
Ashton, would you watch it with Susie?
No. No, I wouldn't, because I would be making too many mean comments and inappropriate things, and she would just be going, just like every 5 seconds, she'd just be flabbergasted.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have somebody you think is going to quote-unquote win MILF Manor?
Yeah, again, I don't know how you win, but I'd say...
Well, Chewy told us.
I was going to guess one of the moms, probably Kelly. They're all horrible, and I don't like any of them.
Kelly. I guess we're rooting for Kelly now,
sounds
guys.
Like Chewy, say it. I'll dump it. It's fine.
Sounds like they're not all horrible. They're all whores.
There you go. I got it.
Horrible. You just left it at that.
Yeah, no, I knew what he was doing. Oh, what am I making?
Will Aaron Rodgers play for a team in the NFC or AFC this season? 55% of people saying the AFC. Take that, Ryan Clark. People here in Wisconsin don't think that Aaron Rodgers is afraid to go play in the AFC. And Ashy is making me chicken and waffles.
That's another thing that's not going to keep very well.
Yeah, but it'll be delicious.
Will it?
The next
day?
Yeah, I'll try.
The waffle's not going to be as good.
Can't we just throw the waffles in the toaster anyway?
You're going to reconstruct it? We can talk about this tomorrow.
Waffle's going to be too thick to go in the hole.
Fine. We'll do something else. God. This has been Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will, the Intouch is next. We are not doing borscht.